It's time to get underway with a special edition of Radio Friendships from our location in Galveston, Texas, where we're helping to meet the needs of people for the love of Jesus Christ. Radio Friendships is brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited, which is located in Lake Charles, Louisiana. As the Lord said in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed from Galveston, Texas, standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited. And we are here today with Shay Shields. Now, Shay Shields, you may have heard on an earlier report from the streets, actually on location, taking our little field recorder out. And we hope to hear a lot more from you, Shay. A lot more of the personal stories of individuals in the Galveston area that have been, well, their lives have been turned upside down by Hurricane Ike. Welcome to the program.
Great. Thanks, Jeff, for having me. It's awesome to be here, and it's a privilege just to be able to be an ambassador for the Lord.
Now, Shay, we've heard you're not a newcomer to Friendships. You're pretty aware of the nuts and bolts of what makes Friendships work, and of course, you know, that's centered around God and individuals coming together, almost the spokes on the wheel, reaching out to the community in ways that we probably never imagined when we first came here. Now, your direction has taken you many different ways. You've done almost everything at Friendships. How has that experience of what you've done in the past came into play here at Galveston?
Well, it's great to be able to grow in your walk and grow each time you're doing a different mission and stuff. You know, when I first came, I didn't know nothing about mission work. I didn't know nothing about sailing. And just to be in a place, I remember when I did our first mission, I arrived maybe like a month or so before they did their first mission to Haiti, and I just happened to arrive, you know, a month, and they wanted people to be there for a while. You know, yeah. They wanted people to have experience, and at the time they were just short staffed, and they said, "Shay, would you like to go to this mission?" And I was like, "Shoot, yeah!" and then again, you know, you just get a chance to grow in that area, and I was the first time, like I said, we went to Haiti, I didn't get to go to the on site place, I didn't get to minister to the people. You know, I was on the ship unloading and, you know, doing that kind of stuff on the deck there on the ship. So it's just a growing experience, you know. Yeah. Each next time, you know, you go out, you do something else, you know, and just the time just to reflect on it and know, okay, this time is only going to last for a short time. You're going to be able to grow in your area where God wants to grow you and mature you.
Would you say the experiences that you've had in growing, say, in different fields of work have actually helped you grow spiritually in different areas as well?
Yeah, sure, definitely. Just for example, just being on the ship, you know, and I was what they call the deckhand, you know, and just thinking that you're doing something mundane on the ship as far as maybe chipping rust or painting or something on the ship, and you're like, man, what's this got to do with anything, you know? Yeah, but yeah. Then at the same time, you know, you start saying, wait a minute, you start reflecting onto the Lord, you bring it back to him, you're like, you know what, I'm chipping this rust, and at the same time, the Lord's chipping away certain areas in my heart, you know, that are just, you know, need to be ministered to, and just how I feel, my character, my personality, and just kind of saying, okay, Lord, here, have this in my life and peel it away, and he's able to minister to you.
And that's part of the reason, Shay, that you are absolutely perfect for getting out and getting stories from the people of Galveston. And let me explain to listeners, the reason is because there's a sensitivity that goes along with this. The media comes in for the most part and tries to exploit or sensationalize a story of somebody's loss. And we really don't want to do that. We want to show the hopeful side of the story, because there's a lot of that, Shay, isn't there? And you have been hands-on on just about everything here as well, but your real strength is when you get that one-on-one with people, and you've had opportunity to do that, haven't you?
Amen. I could think of quite a few stories I've had here to talk to different people here on the site place here, and I remember this, there's a few guys I can talk about, Charles being one of them. He was a guy I remember. I was walking through just on, people were eating and stuff, and I remember just walking through and seeing this guy, and he had this really just funny look, bizarre, you know, just body language was just, he was eating his food, and his face was all down in his food, and you ever seen like a pit bull over his food? And okay. He's like, you come near him, he's like, yeah. You know, and he's like, this kind of guy had the same kind of, he wouldn't talk to nobody, He just wanted to be left alone. You could tell he was going through a lot of stuff. And I remember walking up to him, and I was like, hey, my name's, you know, I just introduced myself and kind of started talking to him and saying, hey, you know, we're going to be feeding people here, you know, Mondays through Saturdays, and come down and get a meal. He's just, mm-hmm. And how are you doing? You need anything? No. And just no answers. And I just was like, okay, Lord, how can I minister to him? And I kept trying to pry, and he was just still wouldn't want to talk. So I kind of left it alone. I talked to the guy next to him a little bit. Unfortunately, the guy next to him didn't speak any English. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, I'll leave it at that, and I'll walk away. And then the Lord said, you know what, Shay? I didn't give up on you that easily. So wow. Why don't you go back and try it a little harder? So I went back and still tried a couple more questions, and he still was kind of just like, whatever, you know, he just kind of nonchalant. So
there was a wall up.
Sure. And then finally I just started talking to him about myself and about, you know, my testimony and what the Lord's done through me. And then he kind of like opened up a little bit. He was like, oh, okay, you know, and just started talking to me. And by the end of the conversation, man, we were all praising the Lord. He was asking prayer, and it was just really neat to see how God can just, once time, you know, because we all have different things that we're going through, and we all just need someone to encourage.
Now, just for the sake of time, we don't have time to go back through your full testimony, but if you are interested, there is a program. Look up Shay Shields and Terry Shields. They did an interview. You really get to know the nuts and bolts of what makes Shay works and where he's come from, but basically it was a rough background, involved drugs and, you know, some different things. But I think that realness of who you are transformed this guy to realize that you weren't like a holier than thou, that you were a very real person that has been changed by our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think that's what it was?
Totally. I mean, when I see myself and where God's brought me through, you're talking about my past, and when I see where God's brought me to and from, and I'm just look back on that, how I was just a sinner, like I was lost just like him, and knowing the fact that while I was still sinning, Christ died for me.
Amen.
That's the most blessing thing I could look back on and say, wow, you know what, Lord, this man's still sinning and Christ loves him. Let me portray that love through him and show him how much Christ loves him.
Yeah. Amen. Well, what happened from there? If I'm guessing right, my suspicion is you asked him if it was okay if you prayed for him.
Sure, definitely. And that's where it just all sparks from. Prayer is just the ultimate thing. You can ask anybody when you're feeding somebody, when you're giving food, when you're giving them anything, after, can I pray for you? And that just opens up the whole spectrum of the spiritual of Lord just to come into their lives and however he wants to work their way out in their lives, and just to open up that for the allow the Lord to work in their lives.
Has anybody turned you down for prayer?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Why are we so scared to ask people that, though, sometimes? Sure. I mean, as Christians, you'd think that would be the first thing we want to do. Amen. But why do you think we shy away from that sometimes?
I don't know. We kind of just get stuck in a mundane role, or we get kind of just, I don't know, just different things, you think.
But I think we underestimate the power of prayer sometimes, too. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, did you build a relationship with this guy, was that the end of the story?
You know, me and Charles were still talking. He's still coming around here. He'll grab me. We'll talk about anything now. And just, you know, he was a big sports fan. So that's kind of what started our conversation.
Yeah, that's
off
right up your alley.
Yeah. So just finding what person, everybody has something that you can just kind of talk about something you can kind of just start a conversation with. It may be hard. You may have to pry a little bit in areas like an onion, you know, you just got to unlayer it and see where it's going. And with him, you know, you just got to keep on. There's something there.
There's always
there.
A common ground, amen. Basically. Amen. You got to find that common ground and then build from there.
Amen. And also, this other guy we talked to, Aaron, I was telling you about him a little bit earlier. And,
we'll share that with us. You're talking about here on the feeding site, you met him as well. Right?
Yeah, he came up here and he was just basically kind of looking for work, and come to find out later on that day he was homeless. And so just allowing us just to be able to minister to him here, and he was a Christian. He kind of backslid, but he just, you know, just needed someone to love on him and show compassion on him, and so we allowed him to come here and stay here, and we were actually able to have him sleep here too, man. It was really we don't do that, but it was for him, and I had to come down here and stay with him to be, you know, his disciple, and, you know, missed a couple of days with my wife, but it was all for the Lord, man. And you give that to the Lord, and he honors that, and he respects that. Now Aaron's blessed. He got blessed with a job. He called his family and sister, and they wanted to know what's going on with them. He said, oh, I found the Lord again, and I'm on the right track, and I met some good people down here. And Lord's doing good works, wow, good stuff in my life, and he's getting blessed. Every time I talked to him, people were blessing him.
So before this, he was homeless, kind of wandering around, lost hope, just kind of drifting and hoping to catch a free meal. By you being a listener and a friend and sharing prayer with him as well, you developed a relationship, and now he's seen Christ in action.
Amen.
Now the Lord has given him a job.
Amen.
He's restored something with his family.
Amen. God just, you know, he wants us to get focused, get our lives, you know, back on him, not on something else, not on Hurricane Ike, not on friendships, but just back on Jesus. You know, we get everything focused back on him, man. He's the leader of our lives. You know, he's the Alpha and Omega, and we need him so much just to direct our lives, to guide our lives. And we get that foundation back. See how he opens up different areas in our lives that we need, money, financial situations, and just a blessing from him, just to be able to give it back to him and praise him and say, thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in my life. And I'm sorry, you know, we're all sinners, you know. And so just being able to know that he has forgiveness is an awesome thing.
Amen. Well, we're going to take a short break here, but when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Shay Shield. All right, we'll be right back.
Join us now for a word from Don Tipton of Friendships Unlimited.
Think about what your purpose is on this planet, and I submit to you that it's for your choices. You can say yes or no. I believe or I don't. I'll choose life, I'll choose death. You can choose to curse, you can choose to bless. You can choose to walk out in faith and stand and believe God, or you can choose not to. And if you look at the circumstances, you'll fall. If you can see everything you're doing and everything in advance, you've eliminated the need for God. How much faith is in that? But to believe God and to act on it, step out on faith and you watch God get big. It's just like giving, and that doesn't mean just money. It means giving of good acts and works. Do it in joy and peace and happiness, and give it because you love God.
For more information about Friendships Unlimited, go to friendships.org.
Friendships calling MV Hope. Come back. MV Hope. Hotel, Oscar, Papa, Echo.
Friendships, this is MV Hope, ready with a daily briefing.
This is Sandra Tipton from the Disaster Remote Unit with Friendships Historical Review. It's October 27th, 2005. The powerful eye of Hurricane Wilma passed closely by the Honduran island of Roatan and the Bay Islands, the location of Friendship's Village, just before making landfall in Mexico. Roatan reports 150-mile-an-hour winds. They suffered severe wind and rain damage. Our staff is providing tarp and working with a team of local volunteers who are providing roof repairs in Punta Gorda, a village on the south end of the island. We are also coordinating with the mayor's office in order to provide tarp that will be used to repair homes and businesses damaged by Hurricane Wilma. Our Port Mercy team prepares to leave for Palm Beach County, Florida, in order to provide food services in an area of farm workers who have had severe damages to their homes because of Hurricane Wilma. They are without usable water, power, or access to supplies. The city is inland and the roofs are accessible, so we will take supplies and equipment in by truck. November 2nd, the Friendships team arrive at Belgrade, Florida with our trucks and kitchens. The area is home to thousands of migrant workers, and many of the community's homes are extremely hard hit. We set up our hot dog cart mobile kitchens in a housing district that doesn't have power, and our first day here served 1,000 meals to many appreciative people. Over 1,000 meals go out in the afternoon, and then we load up boxes of to-go burgers. We home deliver them to elderly folks, disabled people, and take many into a mobile home park that was devastated by Hurricane Wilma. Friday, November 4th in South Florida, we have another full day of serving meals and encouraging people here at Belgrade. We cook our ever-popular hamburgers with all the fixings and corn on the cob as a side dish. November 5th, power and water are being restored to this area. We complete our last day of feeding hot meals here in Belgrade, Florida, with a delicious lunch of Polish sausages. We deliver meals to our list of elderly and disabled households who are so very happy to have us come by. We are able to leave many supplies with Pastor and Mrs. Jordan, who sponsor monthly birthday parties for all the children who live in the housing projects where we are providing meals, as we say goodbye to our new friends and neighbors. This is the conclusion of the Friendships Historical Review. This is Sandra Tipton from the Disaster Remote Unit. Disaster Remote Unit, out.
Okay, we're back with Shay Shields, and he has been sharing some of the lessons he has learned through working through friendships and how that has ignited his witness and given wisdom to his effectiveness in sharing the gospel with people in their time of need. And he shared a couple stories of some lives that have been touched by the Lord Jesus Christ since he's been here. And there's probably a lot more, Shay. I mean, you probably could go on.
Sure. Yeah, matter of fact, there's another guy that comes to my mind named Carlos, and he was just like, you picture an alcoholic,
yeah,
and he was just cussing up a storm in the line, smelled really bad. You know when someone's drunk and they're just, you know, in that mode, and they're just going around, you know, cussing and just being all belligerent and stuff. And no one wanted to talk to him. I mean, there was other people out here, ministry teams out here, and everybody was just kind of just shying away from him. And I did too for a minute. I'll be honest. I did too for a minute. Mm-hmm. But then I just, you know, I really looked at him and saw myself in him, you know, and we're all sinners. And I just went up to him and, you know, kind of talked to him a little bit. And he was just still kind of being loud and stuff. But when I really just kind of, you know, when the Lord says, you know what, Shay, don't give up on this guy. And so I kind of just still sat down next to him and just started sharing the gospel with him. Mm-hmm. And his voice kind of, you know, got a little softer and started listening to me more. And yeah, man, it was really good just to be able to talk to him and just break. I really broke down and he was listening. And he wasn't like drunk to where he didn't understand anything. He was really listening and asking questions and telling him about Jesus and how much he loves us and how we have sin in us that, you know, separates us from him. And that sin is just a barrier that we need to be broken. He had a lot of bondage that was holding him down. Of course, alcohol being probably the chief one of them. And, but you know, you really catch somebody with the gospel message, and he really, really was just right there, and he wanted to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior, but you know, for some reason he didn't. But still, being able to give him and present that to him, and also praying with him, you know, was just a real cool thing to do for him. And he, like I said, he never heard the message, and he was like, "Why are you loving me like this?" And what else is he? He said, "Why has it taken me so long to hear this message before?" You know, he said, "I'm 30 years old." And I said, "Well, you're not 70 years old. You know, you still got you got plenty of life left in you." And so it was just really good just to sit down and love on him. And told him we're always here welcoming him. And he's like, "No one's ever loved me like this before." And I was like, "You know, it's all Jesus, man. We're just here just sharing the love of Jesus with you. So it's not just a meal you come here and get, but we also eat at the Lord's table, man." And when you hear that gospel message, man, it's just really powerful.
Well, now there's people that aren't actually here in Galveston. They may have seen a few things on the news, but really, it's no way to get an idea of what's really happening on the ground here in Galveston. Now, you've been able to go out and clean a few houses, and you've made a difference. Can you tell us about what somebody might see when they go into a typical house in Galveston?
So a typical, I guess, house you could probably say had about maybe a foot or so of flooding had in the home. They've got mud and stuff left over. They need a lot of gutting the houses. You know, the bottom floor needs to be gutted out. And
when you say gut out, take all the sheetrock and the carpet?
Well, from about 3 feet high and I'd say and lower. And so you drive by, you see a lot of just debris on the side of the roads and stuff. So they need a lot of teams to come through and clean up that way too. If you have a truck or, if, you know, can put a lot of debris and stuff in your truck, because they got just places where you can just, they're all over the place where you can just dump those stuff.
Now, are people still living in these houses, or they pretty much moved out of them?
They are, I'd say half and half. There's probably about a half and half. People are still trying to clean up, and a lot of people are living upstairs if they have a two-story. So yeah, it's about half and half, I'd say.
You know, another thing I noticed, it's hard to tell on the sides of the roads here if people are taking stuff out of their house because they're wanting it to dry out or if it's actually ruined and on the side of the curb. So, I mean,
I think they know that. I think if it's on the side of the curb, I think they know it's getting out. But if they leave it, like, next to their house or something, I think, you know, I've seen stuff on the side of people's homes and stuff that I'm sure that people are trying to save that.
And I think the city, for the most part, is if you get caught going through the piles, even on the side of the road, that's considered looting, right?
Sure. Yeah, you'd be thrown in jail for that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how could people best help? And I know that prayer is very important, but what specifically could they pray for?
Being active, I guess you could probably start up a group at church, you know, say, hey, you know, pastor, I want to go down to Galveston and be active in this situation and not just be a regular worker, but working for the Lord. I mean, people come out here and they're working and they're trying to find work here all the time. But when you come out here and in Jesus' name and you're really, you know, really trying to do something, I mean, there's different ministries out here always looking for volunteers to come and help. So,
And there's something about being under the umbrella of a ministry also. Amen. The people shy away from individuals because there's a lot of scam artists and different things going on here.
Sure.
But if you come in an umbrella of a ministry, say like Christ in Action or Friendships, and Friendships is just one of many, but they're established here and the name is known. And so we were in Galveston for a while. So a lot of people are familiar with Friendships. Sure. It really opens up a lot of opportunities.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a blessing to be able to be here and, like you said, have this. We have a few umbrellas out here, so
quite literally.
You'll be able to be under a few umbrellas and be able to be the hands and feet of the Lord. You know, when He wants people to come out here and just be a part of this time. People need healing. People need someone to tell them how much Jesus loves them throughout this situation. People don't realize that, you know, God's still in the midst, you know, and we're going to have to fight through these battles and storms and situations that come in our lives. And He's there. He's waiting for us to come to Him and be His hands and feet.
Yes. And I'm going to add in one, Shay, because I'm going to ask listeners to pray for Shay Shields, because Shay Shields is the prayer warrior going out there and boldly just attacking, being the aggressor of love with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask you to pray for him that many opportunities will arise, because let me tell you, there's a lot of things going on here, and Shay doesn't always have time to pray for himself. He's so busy praying for others. Matter of fact, the whole crew here is very busy. So if you would pray for strength and wisdom for the individuals that are trying to help others, it would really be a push in the back at this point. So we ask you to pray for the individuals, and including Shay Shields as he goes out. Shay, do you plan on getting out and getting any more of these field recordings? They're really awesome.
I'm waiting to go out there, tugging at Murray's coat all the time, saying, when can we go out? So it's just up to him to, you know, have time. We need people to come down here, and that helps out a lot, too, to be able to go out with the crews and not just go out by myself. So it's good to go out, like, you know, Jesus wants us to go out two by two or however. So it's good to have a companion, someone to be there for you if something happens. So,
and that's probably another reason why we need to mention about the church teams being accepted by Friendships Unlimited. Also, you can go to our website at www.friendships.org, and on there, it'll be right on the home page right there. You can click on and get an application right there, submit it to Friendships. And you need a group of people. I think a group as small as four and as big as, what, 20 maybe, Shay? Or
more.
More. Well, the more the better.
We want more.
Yeah. Well, and you'll stay on the ship. The food will be provided. You just need to get down here, and you'll be sent out into the neighborhoods, or you'll help with feeding, or you'll help with ministry, or maybe relieve some of the Friendships workers that have been working long hours. Okay, Shay, before we go, we have time for a scripture of the day. So do you have one that you think applies to what's going on here, or something that's meant something to you over the years?
Yeah, what's come to my mind here lately, especially being out here on the battlefield, it's the harvest. Like the Bible talks about in Matthew 9:37-8 about the harvest being ripe, but the laborers being few. And you can definitely be out here and see how few the laborers are. So if you guys out there hear this voice and hear the call of God, man, pray about it and definitely get in contact with your local pastor.
Yeah, absolutely. Shay, would you say that the people are like ripe grapes, ready just to fall from the vine, and there needs to be somebody here? Their lives have been changed tremendously, and they can either get angry at God or they can be drawn into His presence.
Definitely, definitely. And just echoing that same thought and principle is that they're ready to hear the good news. They're right now, they're ripe, they're ready to be picked, you know, and we got to be out there saying, hey, man, Jesus loves you, and He has a plan for you, and He wants to love you, and here's how He wants to love you, and show him it. Either it's by feeding them, helping them clean out their home, praying with them. All that stuff, man, is powerful and has an impact on their lives.
Amen. Well, let's all rejoice, as we have a lot of new brothers and sisters in our family, all right?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. Shay, we look forward to hearing a lot more from you. Thank you for being here again today.
Thank you, Jeff. Lord bless you.
All right. God bless you. And tune in next time for Radio Friendships, when we love to bring you people that are impacting your world for the love of Jesus Christ. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.